The Ministry of Health says a 68-year-old female with underlying conditions tested positive for COVID-19 on June 18th and was admitted to the COVID-19 ward at the Milton Keynes Memorial Hospital. The patient died on Sunday, June 19th of COVID-19 pneumonia. She was unvaccinated. Meanwhile, there are now 101 active cases of COVID-19 in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. The Ministry of Health says there was one new case recorded on Monday from two PCR tests and four new cases were recorded from rapid antigen tests. 18 recoveries were noted on Monday, and three persons are currently hospitalized with the virus. Two are unvaccinated and one is fully vaccinated. 9,000 cases of COVID-19 and 8,788 recoveries have been reported in St. Vincent and the Grenadines to date. And 71,373 COVID-19 vaccines have so far been administered locally. 36,699 persons have received their first dose. 30,807 have received their second dose. And 3,867 persons have received boosters. Regionally, Jamaica recently received a donation of $2 million from the American government to support the Jamaican government's drive to expand access to critical medical liquid oxygen. The donation is part of the U.S. government's broader support to Jamaica in its response to COVID-19 and will also prepare the country for future pandemic threats. And the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Trinidad and Tobago since the outbreak now stands at 165,908. Internationally, researchers at the Cleveland Clinic found that nearly two-thirds of people are fatigued and about half experience sleep disruption months after an acute COVID-19 infection. Moderate to severe sleep disruption is three times more common among Black people after recovering from COVID-19. Anxiety is also linked to increased long COVID sleep disruption. I'm Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.